Okay, have you ever gone and picked up like the wrong order from someplace?
The wrong order before.
Yes.
So pretty much.
Yeah, you know, or your wife sends you to the store and you get the wrong thing.
Oh yeah, that happens more frequently.
Right, exactly. That happens. My husband sometimes will send me to like Farm and Fleet. I think he always regrets it.
Usually, I ask for like as specific and detailed instructions as possible, and I'm not hopeless like in an Aldi, but it's just, you know, if there's anything that could go wrong, it will. It's a Murphy's Law of husbandly grocery shopping.
Well, and sometimes when you're the one doing the cooking and stuff, like you want exactly what you want. No, I want this brand, this cut, this size.
Yeah.
And it's that way sometimes. Well, there was a dad in Miami.
Okay.
Who went on social media to fix his oops because his son had dropped his 10-year-old Maltese off for a bit of grooming at PetSmart, the 22-year-old student. So he dropped his Maltese off for grooming at PetSmart. The dad was supposed to pick it up. He agreed, fine, whatever.
Dad, go get the dog.
Go get the dog. Okay, I'm going to go get the dog. He got the wrong dog.
Oh.
Yeah. His dog was one of two Maltese dogs waiting to be picked up at the same time.
Could happen to anyone.
And he brought the wrong dog home. Apparently, the first response when this was discovered, when the son like called him out on this, like, "Dad, this isn't our dog." His response was, "Yeah, I have to fix this before your mom gets home." It all worked out. They exchanged the dogs. It was fine. Poor puppies.
I'm just wondering what that other owner was like when they came in. That's not my dog.
It's not my dog.
It's a Maltese, isn't it? You know, just the clerk. It's like, Maltese.
Oh, whatevs.
One of these things is not like the other. So.
Yeah. Double check things, friends. Don't they have collars or something? Do they mark? I've not gotten a dog groomed, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Usually we kind of do that at home.
Right.
So.
Get the razor out and shave them. Call it good. This woman went on vacation in France. Wouldn't you love to go to France?
Must be nice.
I know. She was in France, enjoyed coffee and some cake at a cafe in Switzerland. Okay.
Oh. So this was like a multiple
country tour.
Okay.
Her bill was $23.76.
For coffee and cake? Okay.
Yeah, okay.
You're on
no
vacation?
Worries,
sure.
Right? She went to settle the bill, accidentally entered her PIN code as the tip.
I hope her PIN was like 0000.
No, her PIN was 7686.
Uh-oh.
She didn't realize her mistake at all until she got back home and got her bank statement in the mail, where she saw that she had been charged $7,732 for the snack.
And the receipt had gone viral on Reddit because it's like, wow, generous Americans.
You'd think someone would have caught it. I mean, really? But anyways.
I mean, just because it was such a weird amount.
Because it's a $7,000 tip. Yeah. So she called her credit card company, asked them to please reverse the charges. They told her that they wouldn't help her because the charge was not fraudulent. What? She had entered her own numbers. Yeah.
Oh,
she asked
man.
The police department in the town where the cafe was located to help her out, but they told her it wasn't a criminally relevant matter. Yeah.
So let's just plunder the American.
So she then calls the cafe owner, who agreed to refund the money, but then soon stopped communicating with her. The woman then learned that the cafe owner had filed for bankruptcy and shut down the cafe. There's nothing else she can do to get her money back. Yeah.
Now, this is not a lesson in being stingy with your tips. It's just... You know, check and double check.
Right?
On your check.
I feel so bad for this. Like,
$7,700.
I could go on an entire vacation with my family of four. A nice vacation with my family of four for $7,700.
Right?
I could go on a huge vacation.
It would be, honestly, that'd probably be a few years worth of vacations.
I know. We could go camping so many times.
Yes.
In a new camper. No, probably not quite in a new camper, but pretty close.
Ouch.
Yeah. Ooh, I feel really bad for this lady. Yeah.
Be careful when you're in Europe.
Watch how you're entering the numbers into the little kiosk, friends.
Goodness gracious.
Summer is here and it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. We were outside at the marathon yesterday. Sunny, sunny, sunny. I gave you some sunscreen.
Yes. You know, I told her, I was like, oh, I forgot it in the car. And then it got so busy, so I'm like, oh, I'm not going to run run and go get it.
Yeah.
Well, then I realized that, no, I did not forget it in the car. I forgot it on the counter at home.
Oh, even
so
better.
I didn't even bring it. So thankfully, you bailed me out with
me
the sunscreen.
Me being the mom that I am, I was walking through our station asking everyone, do you need sunscreen? Do you need sunscreen?
I would have been torched. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, because you can even see, yeah, like, there are a few areas that I missed that are looking lobsterish.
Yeah. So. I actually, Michelle was trying so busily to hand water to runners that I actually applied it to her arms for her. I hope I didn't do a sketchy job.
I guess we'll see. Are you
We're
here, Michelle?
Like
we'll
that. Yeah.
Michelle can come to the window and we'll see if she's actually...
if she's lobstery. Well, you have to choose your sunscreen wisely. This is fascinating to me. Hawaii may be the first state to ban sunscreens that are destroying coral reefs. Did you know that?
No.
That sunscreens are destroying coral reefs. Hmm. I did not know this. It not only attributes to coral reef bleaching, but it actually, the two main ingredients in the sunscreen, in most sunscreens, cause DNA damage in adult coral and deforms the DNA in coral in the larval stage, making it unlikely that it can develop properly. So Hawaii is making a big stand for this and is banning the two main ingredients in most sunscreen, oxybenzone and oxynoxate. Noxate? Octinoxate. There you go.
Something
we'll call
oxy.
It that. Yeah. So they are banning these things. This bill was just passed on May 2nd. If signed by the Hawaiian governor, it will go into effect January 1st, 2021.
Huh.
So my question then, because it started listing off all of the sunscreens that have this stuff in it, it's like all of the sunscreens that I'm seeing. However, if you want to be eco-friendly, there are four sunscreens that are safe and are okay.
Okay.
They are Stream to See, Green People, Badger Healthy Body Care, and Raw Elements. They do not have those two main ingredients in them. So my question would be, if this is affecting coral in the oceans, are these affecting our lakes, streams, rivers? Huh. So, yeah, I find this very interesting. They said that for people with skin cancer histories and that sort of thing, you can get a prescription and they will let you wear it. But be aware, if you're going to Hawaii, you may need to find a different sunscreen.
I was kind of hoping the Green People one would turn people green.
That would be fun.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. I got it!
McDonald's Big Mac. Just give us the word.
I have been hearing this story for a while, and I've been like, no. No, it has finally happened. A Guinness World Record has been set for a man eating the most Big Macs. He's eaten more Big Macs than anyone else in the world.
Than anyone.
This milestone was set on Friday, and here's why it's so special, friends. Because not only did this man eat, get this, 30,000 Big Macs.
30,000?
Yes.
If Big Macs are delicious.
He's been working on this since 1972. Let's not make any bones
about it. Big Macs are delicious.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of any one kind of food.
Of anything.
To eat.
This record was set by 64-year-old Don Gorski, who is a prison guard, retired, from Wisconsin.
Way to go, Don Gorski from Wisconsin.
Our very own Fond du Lac resident. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. 30,000. He had set the record back in 2016 when he ate his 28,788th burger.
I think I remember that story coming across the wire at that point, too. So he's been working toward this moment.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I don't think he's going to stop now because he said, I love the patties. I love the sauce. I can't get enough of it. Yeah, he said that there's only been 8 days where he hasn't eaten a Big Mac since 1972.
How many does he eat per day to get
to
that pace?
I think just one.
Just
I don't
one a
know.
Day?
Maybe one. I don't. He just eats at least. He says, I'm healthy as a horse. I weigh 190 pounds. My cholesterol is 165. He said, I'm better than normal. Yeah. Huh. So,
just
I mean,
like,
he's
what
doing
else are you going to eat?
Right.
Just routine. We're
just,
creatures of habit, right?
Want a Big Mac. I get, now I want a Big Mac, actually.
Congratulations, Don Gorski from Fond du Lac. I mean,
That's
seriously,
awesome.
It's something very, very few people could do.
Right.
But Don did it.
Don did.
Hey, this is Caleb from Mornings with Caleb and Hillary. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch us weekday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Time on 103.7 FM, 94.3, 93.5, 93.7, and anytime on WWIB.com or via the TuneIn app.